This is James Butler of Sex Clark 5, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Celia Graham of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential culture on air.
You're listening to WGXC Acra.
Radio for open ears. I'm Alana, your host. This is There. Broadcasting on the fourth Sunday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. here on WGXC 90.7 FM. Here in the Upper Hudson Valley, Columbia and Greene counties, and around the world at WGXC.org. Doing well this evening. This is our pledge drive, our 10 years of radio, Radio for Open Ears anniversary pledge drive. That means that WGXC has been on the air for 10 years, which is crazy. We're very happy to still be going, and the reason we're going is because of you, all you wonderful listeners out there who support what we do. We're asking during this pledge drive to just chip in a little more. If you haven't become a sustaining supporter, please do it now. If you're a fan of the station, you can do $5 a month, you can do $500 a month, whatever you're able to do. If you put that, activate that on directly from your bank account, it's super smooth. You can change it anytime, you can cancel it anytime, and it makes a huge difference for us. We are a little over 75% towards our goal. Once we get to our goal of $5,000 a month in sustaining support, we will be able to keep going without so many pledge drives, which will make everyone happy. And then you can just hear all the great programming that we do here on WGXC without people like me jabbering, asking you for dough. So please, if you'd like to do that now, you can go to WGXC.org/donate. You can also call 518-697-7400 or go to WGXC.org/donate. So yeah, we're having a pledge drive show, and we usually talk a little bit at the top of the show about why we do what we do, why people like me choose to give our time, as we're all volunteers, and host shows on the station, and it's a really special, special place. Before I go any further, I'm going to introduce two very special guests who are here in the studio with me today, in the secret location in the woods of Ulster County. I don't know why I'm leaning over, but I really don't need to lean over. We've got the mics set up. You know what they say, lean in. We have two fine specimens of humanity here in Ulster County, here in the woods, who have been so kind and generous to join me tonight to help convince, even though I didn't even tell them they were going to have to do this, convince you to give us lots of money. Right here, sitting next to me, is Dre Campbell, here all the way from Brooklyn, New York, originally from California,
yeah. Right?
And yes, who's visiting Tivoli at the moment, as far as I understand, and she's joined by Maha Shalawi, who's sitting to her right here in the studio, who's traveled all the way from Los Angeles to visit us. Tivoli. So they're holding it down in Tivoli, which I believe is in the WGXC listening area. I think when you're in Tivoli, you can turn on your radio and you will hear WGXC.
But you know what? If they are, respect.
Let's see. Let's turn this up a little. Oh, I see the problem.
Our engineer. It's our remote engineer.
Yeah, we got a little nod from the
remote.
Thank
goodness we yammered on about donuts and you couldn't hear us.
Yeah. Let's see how it's going. We do have a lot of loud, spooky sounds. Because it's the Halloween season, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA Radio for Open Ears. It's our pledge drive. Please go to WGXC.org/donate. If you're driving your car, please go home and do that. Just give us $5. Or, you know, if you've been giving us $5 a month, maybe you can afford $10 a month for the next 6 months. Every little bit helps. We really appreciate it. You are the people who keep this station on the air, and we thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put on a song. How about that? Because part of the reason I coerced these two fine guests to join us tonight is because I thought it would be fun to hear what they brought a few songs to play. Just because, you know, well, just by way of introduction, my friend Dre here is someone who has always turned me on to good music. Years ago, she would make mixtapes. And you know, I would just learn, you know, I'd be like, oh, who's this band? And then I would go investigate some band from a mixtape. You're like sort of a queen of mix CDs from the day.
Ditto to you as well.
So I'm always excited to hear what you would like to share with us. I think I've got this, let's see what's going on with this spooky. Yeah, it's too loud. All right, folks. There we go. All right, so we're going to start. I'm going to play a track just to get us going. I play it every year. You've heard it before. It's The Shags. It's Halloween. I always think of Peter Letra when I play this song because he's
Peter.
A big fan. He's probably not listening, but shout out to Peter Letra. This is for you.
Why, even Dracula will be there.
It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Dracolances are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. There doesn't seem to be a cloud in their way, but when it's over,
Do, 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 do.
What was that about? You used to work on a switchboard, Dre?
Oh, wow. Yes. One of my first jobs when I was like, I probably was like 12 or 13.
That's illegal.
I had jobs when I was 12 and 13. I also worked on an assembly line in a brass factory.
What?
I need to make a phone call.
Very.
And I made minimum wage, which was $3.35.
Wow.
But that's, I also worked on those like old school switchboards where you pull the cords out.
Whoa.
You put them back in.
That is definitely...
It's like 3,000 years ago.
Dating you.
No.
But you know what?
So they were it was clear that they were the last vestige. Like, it wasn't like a common thing. And it was a room full of women, all women, pulling these cords in and out and taking messages for businesses and doctors and stuff. It was so strange.
So how did you get away with being underage? They just paid you under the table?
I guess. Yeah.
No, it was back in the day, she was overage. The age of labor was 8.
Right.
Probably. Really? Fully.
There you go.
I just saw that they're actually changing the labor law in some state. I may get this not exactly right, but that they're going to allow teenagers or young people to work till 11 to solve the labor crisis.
Aye.
Like, and it was like PM. As if it was good news. And I was
Is that 11 or the...
No,
11 p.m.
Time, 11 p.m.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a restriction on younger people. Interesting.
Yeah, there are labor laws.
I was with some youths last week that were, one was 7 and one was like 11. And I don't know if when you were little, we used to pretend to be on old-timey telephone and there would be a handpiece and a mouthpiece.
Yes.
They were pretending to be on old-timey telephone. It was a rotary phone.
I'm surprised they even knew what it was. I thought you were going to say they were holding a flip phone.
Well, I had to show them that if you're dialing, like if they really want to make it go, they have to dial a number with a 9. Like they didn't.
So they were just going like this?
Yeah, I was like, no, it's...
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they even know what that was, though?
They didn't know what a rotary phone was, but then I told them about that.
Well, we didn't know about that,
this kind.
The two-parter.
I knew about it when I was a kid.
But not to...
Not to actually.
Just in movies.
Yeah. I might have seen it in like some store somewhere. We had like an old-timey cash register, so there was old-timey stuff floating around. But their old-timey is like a pencil.
Wow. It's like whatever's not an iPad is old-timey. Like,
that's heavy.
It's disturbing. Yeah.
Wow.
Sad.
So for anyone who's just tuned in, you're listening to There There on WGXC ACRA Radio for Open Ears, 90.7 FM. I'm Alana, your host. I'm here with Dre and Maha, my very kind and generous guests, who are helping me this evening share the joy of radio with all of you, and also to celebrate WGXC's 10 years on the FM airwaves, which is quite an achievement.
Woo-hoo,
and it's because of donations from our listeners. That's how we keep going. We're listener-supported radio, and our listener donations are a huge part of how we stay on the air. So if you can give anything now, please go to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you very much. So Dre, you brought some music in.
Yeah, I have a lot of ideas and songs and thoughts.
I love it.
And I have other songs that are non-Halloween, but I was thinking ish on a Halloween theme vibe, and I thought one of the best recent scary Halloween songs and scary great movies and all-time great movies of the recent past is Get Out.
Oh, yes.
And the opening song is Redbone by Childish Gambino.
Oh, yes. Let's just jump in. Let's just listen. Let's hear it.
Amazing song.
Yep.
Everyone knows.
Let's do it.
Great movie, too.
All right.
Here we go.
Yep. All right, everyone. That's such a good song.
So good.
What a great choice. So, Dre, yes. What was that song you just played for our listeners?
That song was Redbone by Childish Gambino.
Nice. So, you know, I think our listeners should know a little bit about you. You are Dre Campbell here on the air. Oh, there's so many things. Where do I start?
A lot of things.
Where do I start?
I don't know.
Actor, storyteller, director, choreographer.
Oh, wow.
Nightlife MC, would you say that's accurate?
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, not so much now.
I was like, yeah, back in the day. I'm doing more acting. Yeah, just an entertainer, I guess.
Yeah, you're
a storyteller, entertainer, curator of storytelling. I have a monthly queer storytelling show that is also a podcast
called
Tell. Thank you very much, Mom.
Tell. Where can people find out more about
And you can find the first season of Tell on Apple, Spotify, pretty much anywhere that has podcasts, look for Tell. It's a queer storytelling show, and it has amazing storytellers. Each episode has two. And then I do the show live each month. And I do a lot of acting stuff. I just did a show with Aya Ogawa.
That's right,
writer, director.
Play.
Yeah, called The Nosebleed, and it was well received, and it was the first, you know, yay. Maha saw it.
I saw it. It was beautiful. Was that also first show back in a theater after the panty doo doo?
Yeah, post panty.
It's a strange thing to walk into a crowded theater.
Oh, honey. For the audience and for the performer.
I bet.
Yeah,
did you have some feelings about that starting out, like when the first audience came?
The biggest issue around it before the audience was just like constantly sort of processing and negotiating the COVID protocols, like how we were going to do that, there's audience participation. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had to talk through, have a couple of sort of, I wouldn't say difficult, there was no conflict, but just sort of trying to figure out how we were going to have an audience participate and be near us that still honored the show, and how the show worked with COVID protocols in place inside a theater with masks and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And still, because Memphis is whining about it. Like, I have things to say about it.
Yeah. Has opinions.
And how about coming into the theater and
yeah, what was
watching?
That like?
You know, it's funny. For the from like the point of view of COVID stuff, I had actually gone to one other show prior. I'd gone to see Marc Maron do stand-up a couple of nights earlier, and they filled the theater.
This is in New York?
And that was in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And that was a funny feeling, but I'm finding that the things that I'm nervous about, I adjust very quickly once I do them. For me, it was more about seeing theater again.
Mm.
Like, that was something...
Seeing the nosebleed?
Yeah, like seeing, but also seeing the nosebleed, seeing theater, not just about, it was like beyond the reality of being near people and like getting past that anxiety, like the thing of interacting with live performers and performance in a way that is, you know, decades of my life I've been doing that, and it just stopped for a while.
Yeah.
And I just was reminded that that's how I process so much. And that
in
I had
theater.
Been, yeah. Or
oh, wow, that's cool.
The live
media.
Yeah. Particularly like my friend's work.
Right.
It was pretty meaningful in a lot of ways. Yeah, it was huge.
And for our listeners, Maha here is another woman of many, many talents. I don't know what thing to start with. I'm going to say actor and director and producer, very much a producer of both theater and film and television.
OB,
also a consultant.
OB Award winner.
Let's we have the heavy hitters in here.
We did that.
Here in the woods of Ulster County. All around. Heavy hitter dogs as well.
Yes.
Serious. But anyway. But you're also a consultant, and you do equity and inclusion consulting and producing, facilitation, but you can say it better than
yeah, I do all that stuff. So the theater part was I started one of the first Middle Eastern American theater companies and worked in that space for a really long time. And then a couple of years ago, I started wanting to work.
And what was that called?
That was called, eventually, well, I did a number of stuff, but the last thing I did, which was the Obie Award winning theater, I didn't win it, but our company did, is called Noor Theater. And they just passed their 10th anniversary and are still going strong.
Woohoo! That's great.
Yeah, that's like a huge community of folks that we brought together over the years, kind of post 9/11 community building stuff. And then, I don't know, that community started having its own energy and I wanted to see what else I could do and if I could like apply the lessons that I learned from that into other spaces. And so I went to LA and now I work with a bunch of television writers in an organization called, it's a very heady name, Think Tank for Inclusion and Equity.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
I help them kind of talk to folks in the industry about how to have more inclusive and equitable writers' rooms and better television shows. And it's super fun and interesting. Yeah, I love it.
And what are the websites if anyone wants to check out either Noor Theater that you are used to?
Noortheater.org, and we spell theater, théâtre, with an R-E. And
I always wonder about
that's N O O R.
It was a long debate and not a particularly interesting
R E or E R.
There
really,
was like
folks,
this whole thing about
we're not
like,
British.
The building, so I,
right?
I
the building
whole
versus
argument.
The
there was like the building is E R, but the art form is R E, and I was like, if you say so.
Wow,
we're American.
See, I didn't you know that.
You can't find anything.
And I went to theater school.
Did you go to R E school or E R school?
I don't know.
I mean, R E.
I will never know.
According to this one,
no one will ever know.
An actor.
And then my current stuff is writeinclusion.org is the group I work with.
W-R-I-T-E.
Yeah, write it. Like, write it in, folks.
Write
and then my own
inclusion.
Stuff is Pass the Mic Media.
Which is a great name.
Pass the Mic Media.
Pass the Mic. Hey, everyone. Pass the Mic.
Yeah, pass the mic.
And that's a .com.
That's a .com, because I was hoping one day I might actually make some money. And so
you will.
I wrote it into the...
I see the future, and
I,
you will.
I was like, no more .org, I can't. It's because it's a lot of asking for money. Mm-hmm. Please, use this as an opportunity to remember, give to this wonderful organization that you are listening to right now.
Yes, wgxc.org/donate. Help us get all the way to $5,000 a month. It's not a lot at all. We can do it so that basically we can cover the basic operating costs and we don't have to keep asking you for so much money.
Community radio is sustained by community.
Community.
So send it in, folks.
Yeah. And you can also, I don't have the, you see, I don't have all the numbers up in front of me, but you can go to the website. You can go to info, you can write an email to info@wgxc.org if you have feedback, if you have ideas about a show you'd like to do. There's lots of ways to get involved as a listener and become a broadcaster. And you don't even have to have radio experience. You can get training to use the equipment and be part of this conversation that is happening every week, every day on WGXC, 24 hours a day.
Alana, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do your listeners know a lot about you? Do they know how you know
tell us?
Us
about
no.
You.
So
how do you know?
I don't know what
mom?
My listeners know. So I know these two heavy hitters from doing theater.
Turn the tables.
ER, theater.
Right.
And maybe
right.
a little R-E, theater, in New York City. And
Alana
we were...
is a wonderful actor, by the
phenomenal.
Way.
Oh, thank you. I'm not allowed to, you know, endorse myself on the...
We're going to
as a commercial product,
you.
Anyway.
I endorse Alana Medley.
Yes, Alana's a wonderful actor. And I have a funny story about her in a moment.
Oh, boy. Here it comes. but we, Maha and I went to dramatical school together.
It's very
so
dramatic.
We studied...
At Columbia.
About acting at Columbia University.
Graduate degrees.
Yes. Terminal degrees.
Still paying for it.
Yeah. Ain't that a B.I.
It is.
And then also, Dre and I didn't know each other yet, but we were both in Philadelphia at the same
time.
Oh, right.
Yes. We
doing
sort of
theater there.
Had, like, adjacent friend life, but we never met until we came to New York.
Right.
Until we met in New York.
Yes. And we did many, many plays together with many different people. We were in a theater company, all three of us, for a period of time.
Yes.
And
went to Thailand.
Had lots of adventures and worked with many, many wonderful performers. It's a lot of really good memories.
Yes.
Decades.
And we're all still doing it in one way or another. We're still, you know, trying to figure out how to tell stories and make stories and be in the stories and,
yeah,
you know,
still doing it.
Bounce around. And by the way, Dinette is one of the projects that Dre is currently involved in. It's a web series.
Right, Dinette.
A very fine web series. There are 2 seasons out. I encourage anyone who's interested in comedic web series.
Yes, it's very funny.
To check it out.
Very good. It's written and directed by Shayna Feinberg. It's produced by Brick TV. You can find it on YouTube through Brick TV, BRICTV. It is good. I stand by it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's a woman, it's a really like a woman's space.
Yeah, women and non-binary folks, very queer, intersectional, fun. And it's Shayna wrote it based on, like, she saw the movie Diner, which is all dudes hanging out, and she wanted to write
that.
Something that sort of was like women, queer centered, kind of
hanging out.
Yeah, and my character's based on the Mickey Rourke character from Diner.
I didn't know
and
that.
My name is Mick is the same, I think.
See all these things. I'm learning the behind. This is like what's on the DVD extra.
Yeah.
I'm learning it.
Behind the scenes.
I'm
director's cut.
Yeah, I think it's really, I think Shayna's work's really inspired and really fun.
Yeah,
I agree.
Shayna is a lot of fun.
So there. So check that out. What's the web address where you could find that if you're interested?
You can search for Dinette.
Search
on
for
YouTube.
Dinette and Shayna Feinberg on YouTube. And you can find stuff about me on my Instagram, DreBiz, DreBiz. DreBiz.
You can find it. Dancing will happen. So, do you think we should play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song.
I think it's time to play a song. So, should I play my little... Well, you have an idea, and I have a...
No, play yours.
Okay, we're going to go back, because we're kind of getting into, like, nostalgia from our youth. So,
yeah.
I found... I just forgot who...
Are you
going to
take us back?
I'm afraid.
No, I forget who... This is... I just forgot. Climb?
Which one? Houdini?
Houdini, thank you.
Sorry, Houdini.
I was like,
we're going
I found
way
it,
back
and then I forgot who did it. Yeah. So, in the
fun,
spirit of Halloween, this is Houdini Haunted House of Rock.
Yes.
Bones outside in the pavement and torture chambers down in the basement. Cobwebs hanging over your head. Music being played by the Grateful Dead. And spinning on the turntables back to back was no other than my main man, Wolfman Jack. The MC of the night, rapping to the tunes. What's the creature from the Black Lagoon? There's a sign on the door that can't be missed. Please enter, but at your own risk. People have been reported going in the haunted house, but never again seen coming out. You ask me if it's true, I'll leave it up to you. Here's an invite, I hope I see you tonight. We
and Mr. Hyde, the Addams Family and the Monster Five, the Invisible Man, where could he be? We know he got inside the party free. One of these days they're gonna catch him red-handed, not for sneaking and free, for being a booty bandit. The bartender was cute, but kinda hairy, and Dracula was killing those Bloody Marys. He got drunk as a skunk, started trouble all night, but everybody knew his bark was bigger than his bite. It was the only place for you to be. The first 200 wishes in the party were free, and all was well until the clock struck 12. Everybody jumped up and started raising hell.
All right, folks. Hello, hello, hello. That was a little nostalgia. We're going to continue on this nostalgic trend, going back to our youths. So, Maha, you had a song you wanted to play.
Yeah, there was, in that song you were just playing, there was this line that's kind of like chased about being friends. Was that from this song that we just heard?
No, it was about the song. It was the song Friends by Houdini.
Yes, yes.
By Houdini. And randomly, we've been revisiting 80s songs and noticing, like, there's a lot of chasteness in the lyrics. But that Salt and Pepper song, Let's Talk About Sex, was fully the opposite. And I had this very weird experience. It wasn't weird. It was just a very specific experience. When I was a teenager and that song was big, I went to go to Syria and visit... Oh, that's our dog, sorry. In case anybody can hear that and is worried.
All is well. Maybe a little coffee.
I don't know what's happening.
I think she's okay.
All right.
So
I went to Syria, and one of my distant cousins was like, hey, do you know that song, Let's Talk About Sex? I was like, uh-huh. And she was like, so what is that? Yeah. Teenage cousin. Nobody had bothered to tell her about sex.
What is sex?
She knew the song.
She's just like, what are they talking
about?
But
like, literally, how does it happen?
Oh.
So I explained to
you?
A little younger, I was like, I had to make the call, which yes. Now as an adult, I'm like, that's actually quite a big decision.
Right. To introduce this whole world of ideas.
And so we listened to the song. And I told her what sex was, and then we moved on. And to this day, I wonder if she even remembers.
Oh, so it was like this very, like,
so
momentous.
It was such a conversation. I mean, what a conversation opener.
Yeah.
Like, and also, like, we did what the song told us to do.
You talked about sex. Good for you. All right, let's hear it.
I mean, not about, you know, like, I think the intention of the song is slightly different. But
right, of course.
We talked about it. You had a discussion about it.
Good
about
for you.
Sex.
Literal sex.
That's great.
Good for you. Let's talk about it.
Good for everyone.
Herb. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
Come on.
Let's talk about baby, let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things, not the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Decoy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now, just talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Ken?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
To trot, make any man's eyes pop. She use what she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas drew like fools, but then again, they're only human. This chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. She should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note that last night was dope. Dope. Subject to controversy. A three-letter word, some regard as a curse. See, he may fiend and have a... dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. What makes him react like that is biological. The scheme on getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it, and she gives him rap. And before you even know it, they jump in the sack. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's like that. But anyway, ready or not, here he comes. And like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condoms.
Hey.
Oh well, you say, what the hell, it's chill. I won't get got, I'm on the pill. Until the sores, pores, and stuff pour down your drawers.
Ew.
He gave it to you, and now it's all yours.
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 Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things.
All right. A little time with Salt and Peppa, an old favorite.
That's right. We just noticed that they sample I'll Take You There in that song where it goes... Dun, dun.
Yes, I'll Take You There.
I'll Take Well, You There.
Which, we will take you there.
We'll take you there, and we are taking you there. This is WGXC, Radio for Oprah, blah, blah, blah.
Radio for Oprah.
Hey, Oprah Winfrey, radio. I hope you're listening.
I hope you're listening, Oprah. A radio for open ears, creative community radio in the Upper Hudson Valley and Greene and Columbia counties and around the world online at WGXC.org. We are having our pledge drive. This is your chance before the hour is up to make a donation in support, well, not in support, but in honor of there and my wonderful guests. You can go to wgxc.org/donate, and we thank you for your support. I want to thank Dre and Maha for coming on
this evening and
having some. I wish we had a little more time to keep this party going, but we'll just have to do that after we go off the radio. Thank you so much. I don't know if you guys want to just give a quick plug of your websites if people want to learn more about you.
Sure. Dre Campbell, Drae Campbell, Campbell, like the soup, .com, and I'm on Instagram at DreBiz, DraeBiz.
Hey, my name is Maha Shalawi, and I do not use that as anything in my websites. You can find me at PassTheMicMedia.com or RightInclusion.org.
Woohoo! All right, we have about a minute and almost 2 minutes left, so I think we're going to take it out with a pick from Dre, a selection. Would you like to tell us about your selection?
It's I'm Afraid of Americans, because Halloween or not, what's scarier than our current reality? And I mean, not always, but you know what
yes.
I mean.
That's kind of true.
The song.
It's a chilling time.
I think the title speaks for
yes. everything. David Bowie.
Thank you, Alana.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.